It's time for the Chatham County Roundup, and on this edition of the Roundup, we are joined by Pittsboro Mayor Kyle Shipp. Kyle, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
And there's a lot going on in Pittsboro right now, so I suppose we should just kind of jump right into it. You had a Board of Commissioners meeting last night, and we were pretty amused. The release that went out about it had highlights, and the first bullet point was listed as Pittsboro Board of Commissioners has voted to send a notice of intent to sue Apollo Chemicals for violations of the Clean Water Act and the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act. That seemed like a pretty big highlight. What was the conversation around that like?
Yeah, definitely. And appreciate you noticing the summary too. That's something we've started doing to try and get the word out better about what happens in our meetings. But certainly it is a big thing. And the way that those things work, a lot of times we have to discuss them in closed session. And so we came back out of closed session. We made a motion to sue Apollo Chemical, and then we adjourned the meeting and went home. And so it's a little bit strange how it has to fall in the flow of the meetings. But it's something we've been working on for a few years, really. We retained a law firm to work on PFAS and 1,4-dioxane in the river. And some of these take time, but we're happy to get to this point.
We, of course, just had another incident with the Haw River here that kind of wrapped up like this week. Was that in any way related to this in the immediate, or was this just sort of you got all the T's crossed and I's dotted and now is the time?
Yeah, so for better or for worse, each one that happens gives us a little more information about where it comes from and tweaks our response to it and things like that. And so, we were notified by our neighbors up in Burlington about this, and they actually, City of Burlington instructed Apollo Chemical to cease production on January 24th because of this latest one. And so they're working with the state to put them into a wastewater pretreatment program. And so we really appreciate their cooperation there and cooperation of other cities in Sanford and Burlington and things like that. We're mostly concerned about not having contamination in the river, and then of course not in our drinking water as well. So we're taking this additional steps to just help ensure that the drinking water is safe.
And as has been the case for the last few years here, we'll continue the conversation about drinking water and water systems in Pittsboro, as that's where a lot of the news is coming from. Just wanted to kind of give a shout out to this. I know there's not a whole lot we can say about it yet, but there is a press conference scheduled that you're a part of, and that's coming up on Thursday at 3 p.m. at the water treatment plant in Pittsboro. And it looks like Josh Stein and Robert Reeves will be there as well. Anything you want to say kind of previewing that press conference?
No, I think, like you said, there's not a whole lot to say right now, but we just want to highlight what we've been doing for water quality issues in Pittsboro and kind of what we're doing going forward to make sure that there's clean water for all.
And similarly to that, I saw another item on the town board agenda was to give the go-ahead for a pilot program for the water treatment plant. Can you tell us any details about that?
Yeah, so we're trying, everything we can possibly do in our power to have the highest quality water. And so one of the things we learned about is a company called Invicta Water, and they're actually located in Burlington. And it was sort of one of those things where they were working on another product, and they realized that it can do something else. And one of those things that it can do is remove and actually destroy, the process will actually remove and destroy things like PFAS, 1,4-dioxane from water. And so, we're really excited about this potential, and they've been used in some other cases and things, but Pittsboro will be the first application working towards certification for drinking water. And so we're going to partner with the company Invicta Water and DEQ and put together a test plan to try that on our water. And to be clear, it won't be going out to the system until it's all certified and things like that. But we're partnering with them to sort of advance the the potential here, because it's some really exciting technology.
You may not know this off the top of your head, but is there any kind of system in place for the public to be getting updates on that once that pilot system goes into place?
We'll be putting out regular updates. What we did was just do a small, relatively small investment at this point to get a pilot system up and running. And, you know, it's relatively quick to do. We think we'll have that operating in about 2 months. And so as that goes ahead and as we have, you know, some results from that pilot testing, we'll definitely keep the public updated on it.
And, of course, keeping the conversation with water quality, because that's where the news keeps coming from. You had your, I believe, first meeting of the EPA Small Communities Advisory Subcommittee, which I know we had a conversation about how your work with the water quality there in Pittsburgh kind of led you to applying for that subcommittee. So what was that like? That was the initial meeting, I believe, that you'd had. What were your takeaways?
Yeah, that's right. It was my first meeting, and it was kind of interesting. And on one hand, it was a regular, you know, Zoom meeting like you have with anything else. On the other hand, it's direct input to EPA rulemaking. And so, you know, it was a really good experience to meet people from all over the country that are interested in these things. And on this meeting, we focused a lot on rule changes around lead and copper rules, and also, you know, what the EPA defines as a small community. So they're thinking about making some changes to that in terms of population, and just talked about the need for, you know, support from the government for a lot of these regulations that are coming in place. So really, really neat opportunity to have some direct input on the national rulemaking.
Just out of curiosity, was that talk of changing the size, making it bigger or smaller?
Smaller, actually. So going from right now, it's considered 10,000 and below, and they're talking about going to 3,300 and below. So in a lot more nuance in specific areas and stuff. But it's interesting to see how some of the sausage is made, I guess.
Absolutely. We're visiting with Pittsburgh Mayor Kyle Shipp. Still a lot of news to get to, but we will finally move out of the realm of water management and treatment. And that is because you had the Mayor's Association meeting in Greensboro last week. What were the takeaways from that one?
That was my first Mayor's Association meeting as well. And as I understand, that organization is about 10 years old or so, and this was the largest gathering of them. There's about 75 mayors there from across North Carolina, and it's a group associated with the North Carolina League of Municipalities who, you know, helps municipalities with a lot of things. So there was a legislative panel discussion, some talk about grants and how to get those, a discussion on train transit in North Carolina. And so it's a good time, you know, of learning, and then also just, you know, interaction and networking with neighbors and those a little bit further away in the state.
Was there anything that you felt like coming away from that you had a different perspective on than you did going in?
I think one thing that's interesting when you get in those groups is, you know, in a lot of cases, the mayor of Charlotte or the mayor of Durham, these bigger cities, are dealing with a lot of the same things we are, or the same type of situations and stuff. So a lot of it is applicable regardless of the population or budget size of a city.
Visiting with Pittsburgh Mayor Kyle Shipp. Last thing I have on my list to ask you about in your busy week-long life of being a mayor here, and it seems like you had a lot on your plate this week. There was a legislative breakfast this morning, so that seemed like a big deal for Chatham County. How was that?
It's great. Chatham County's been doing that annually for a few years now, and it's an opportunity to get together with so Leah Reeves was there, and Senator Murdoch was on the phone, and CCCC, Chatham Community College was there, and Siler City, Pittsburgh, Chatham County, of course. So it's a good opportunity for us to interact with our state leaders and kind of tell them what our priorities are for the upcoming sessions.
Was there anything that kind of came up in those list of priorities that might be surprising to people?
I hope not, but potentially. And, you know, one of the things that Representative Reeves said is he appreciated the priorities that, you know, all of us gave, and that they do seem to be realistic priorities that could happen. You know, I think we all, wish for some things that we know might be a little more difficult to accomplish, but, you know, we try and set our priorities to things that are, you know, something that could be accomplished in this upcoming session, and then put some kind of stretch goals in there as well. So, you know, I think we can make all of these groups, and we do have a lot of overlapping priorities as well, of course, and shared priorities. But, you know, I think we can make good progress on them in the next session.
Any examples of things that are near the top of that list?
I mean, to go back to our other topic, one of them for Pittsboro is support in dealing with unregulated contaminants and all the things that can, you know, happen there. And a lot of the other ones, too, are just related to, you know, laws that were put in place and need to be tweaked based on sort of operating with them for a while, the way that, you know, funding for seniors is done, is calculated this way, and it, you know, it's sort of may not be operating as intended and things like that. So a lot of it's just tweaks and things like that, and the way that, you know, we can get access to broadband and library funding. And so just a lot of things that really impact people day to day in our community.
We're visiting with Kyle Shipp, mayor of Pittsboro. We are just about out of time. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
I think one news item is the McClenahan Street Park is going to be closed starting in March, and it's for a good reason, because we're resurfacing the basketball and what will become tennis and pickleball courts there. So I know everyone's excited to get that to be more official, and so that'll be closed starting in March until it's done, and we're going to do a really deep renovation of the foundations and all those and stuff, so it'll be a lot better when that project is complete.
Kyle, I appreciate you taking the time and look forward to visiting again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.